This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Choose which Tinder pic should I use? Lucky for you, they give advice. They give advice. If I were you for some advice, they give advice. Take pen and me, know what's right. Got them on TV, green light. Lucky for you, they give advice. They give advice. If I were you for some advice, they give advice.
Bernard Mars.
Yeah, that is his full name. Did you guys know that? Tim and Tom from the Complete Guide to Everything podcast. Did you know that Bruno Mars's full name is Bernard Martian?
Wow. Yeah. That's
Bernard or Brunard?
Brunard. Good man. You caught us in a lie. Very good.
His real name is Bernard Mars.
We're recording this live in Brooklyn. Of course, live means nothing because we're recording it. So that I don't even know why I said that. But Jake and I are in Brooklyn in the East Coast office. And we thought, what better time to get the Complete Guide to Everything podcast than right now?
Yeah.
Because you guys don't come to LA very often, right?
Never.
Ever.
Never.
You've never been to L.A.?
No, I've been to L.A.
I live there. I don't know why you've
We've
never had a
We've all been lying to each other since we sat down.
This is bad. This is a bad combination. Four sarcastic idiots talking to each other, yeah. Lying every
it's
other
just gonna
sentence.
It's just going to be an hour of, really?
Yeah, no.
No.
Do you guys do that a lot? Do you guys just say stuff that sounds correct but isn't, and then when people find out, they're just kind of mad at you?
Oh, I guess you've never listened to our show.
It's 10 truths and a lie.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, your podcast is basically informational, so I hope you're dispensing true, factual news.
Ish.
Not that fake news you see on CNN.com.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
make
what?
This political already.
I'm serious. You guys read the news, right?
Why? What's been happening?
Oh, no. You guys have just been doing a podcast.
I've been busy flying back and forth between here and L.A. every week to record.
Fuck.
There's an L.A. studio?
There's an L.A. now? How often do you guys record out of this place?
We're here pretty much every week.
And can you just give us a quick rundown for whatever reason if listeners to our show don't listen to yours yet?
I don't think that'll be necessary.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
They all listen.
It's called The Complete Guide to Everything. And then
yeah.
And
it's a competitor to Wikipedia. So every week we do a different
topic. We're taking
topic.
Them down.
Yeah, taking them down in audio form.
Yeah, by reading them out loud to people.
Well, we don't read the articles.
No,
we give
no.
the audio
we
version.
We look at the pictures.
We look at the pictures to try and figure out what's going on. Neither of us can read.
What's an example of
really?
a recent episode?
We just did one about Broadway.
Yeah.
Because Tim went to see Hamilton.
Yeah, oh, we shit. Have a lot of... We inject our... first-hand experience a lot.
Oh.
And like if there's like a high roller that
could learn from you guys
in the front row of the Hamilton production, that might be an interesting perspective on Broadway.
You recorded it during Hamilton, I believe. So
yeah.
In the background is like people you saying shh, shh, and like the actual play itself.
They were surprisingly cool about it, though.
You were in the front row.
Yeah.
That's a Broadway question. The front row is a bad place to sit, right?
Yeah.
It's cheaper than like the sixth row.
Yeah, how much was your ticket, High Roller?
Oh, come on. Don't put him on blast.
I was a sweepstakes winner, I'll have you know.
Is that true?
Sure.
You won the lottery? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I won the actual lottery and spent the $18 million on tickets.
$10 tickets to Hamilton.
Have you guys been watching Curb? How it's like one of the plot lines is Larry David trying to get tickets from Lynn, and not even he can get tickets for his friends.
That doesn't make any sense. That can't be true.
Yeah, in that universe, StubHub doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Larry, yeah, I was gonna say he's a billionaire.
He's
yeah.
a very rich, connected man.
Yeah, they don't really talk about how like Larry David's worth several hundred millions of dollars on the show. He does seem rich, but like it never comes up that he's infinitely wealthy.
Right. Yeah, I guess
well,
I would
has,
make
like,
a
new house.
Yeah, he does have a really nice big house in Santa Monica.
Yeah,
but it doesn't come up that like he can just give someone $1 million.
Right. There's never an episode about like all of his checks.
Yeah,
coming in.
I want to like
hey, there
see
was
him.
A Seinfeld rerun, so you have another $1 million.
Yeah,
now.
Refresh your bank account.
It probably wouldn't be that good of a show if every episode ended with him solving his problems with money,
which is probably what happens.
Probably what happens in his day.
I have
like
real
constantly.
Problems.
I don't think I want to be polite, so here's $730,000.
I just bought this restaurant, so I'm going to be rude to the waiters now. There's nothing you can do about it.
It's a true Curb.
Curb music.
All right, so but this isn't your podcast. This is our podcast.
Yes.
We had to record an episode of our show, If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that Jake and I host. Sometimes just us, sometimes friends, HeadGum podcasters, fellow HeadGum podcasters. And today we have Tim and Tom. Do I have to say your last names or it's easier that
way? It's just easier that way.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You're welcome.
We're bad guests.
Thank you for specifying that you have friends and also podcasters.
Yeah, but never both.
And then
never,
you guys.
Never the twain shall meet.
We alternate between the two.
That's good. Keep it separate.
You guys did an episode on Bitcoin, right? Or cryptocurrency?
Did we?
Can I recommend that one?
Sure.
That's one that people are talking about a lot that nobody really understands how that works.
It just keeps going up. So
yeah.
It'll never stop.
That's
it'll,
how
it'll
it works.
Just never stop. Yeah. It hasn't stopped yet. So
it's
why
not
would
too
it
late to buy? You can buy in and you'll be bragging that you got it at $10,000.
It's actually $11,500 now.
Wow. You'll be see,
really?
You could have been bragging that you bought it at 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody that's gifted crazy. Us a gift, a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Right?
An entire Bitcoin, but I did check about that. Somebody like 4 years ago, somebody was like, hey, how come you guys don't have a Bitcoin address for donations? I was like, all right, fine. I'll set this up. And we got like $10. I was like, oh, great. That was really worth it. And I looked the other day. It's like $250.
Wow. So you guys have a Coinbase account with this gift coin?
Yeah. And well, not an entire coin,
a fraction of a coin, but that's now worth $250.
Yeah.
Shit.
So this will probably be...
Now we double down.
Yeah.
Can you do that with the Bitcoin?
That's what the episode's about.
Go and buy more Bitcoin with that Bitcoin?
Yeah.
I don't think you understand.
You flip it, you see.
We should put it into real estate.
Listen, well, let's not Bitcoin get into actual flipping. Useful piece of advice. This is about trying to advise the future of the world out of their sticky situations. This question comes from us. From, I don't know where, but instead of sent from iPhone, it says enviado desde mi iPhone.
Ooh.
So probably Peru, right?
That's where the envious iPhones are.
We're going to read this real email from a real person, but we need a fake man's name to refer to him as. How about Tom? You want to start us off with a fake guy's name?
Lance.
That's great. Where did you come up with that?
I have a cousin named Lance.
Okay. Nice. No last name. Ready? Lance writes, my stepmom is the devil, who I can only assume tortures small animals in her free time. Anyway, I hacked into her account on our family computer using my new admin account, and I found some pretty telling shit. She has documents telling her story about marrying my dad and how horrible my brother and I are. She talks about her relationship with my dad and everything she says about him. Anyway, how could I use this information to destroy her? Love the show. Love
Lance.
So how can this guy out his evil stepmother?
So is, wait, this...
is it step? I think it's just mom.
Oh, is it? My stepmom is the devil.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I totally glossed over that.
Is the stepmom planning on writing a tell-all about the family? This sounds...
documents?
Yeah, what kind of document? What kind of like grown found... woman sits down and writes, opens up like, Word to...
I think it sounds like she's keeping a diary and saying how much she hates her kids, which seems you know, reasonable, given what a piece of shit Lance is being.
Yeah, he hacked into her account. Do you also, guys also imagine like a PC? I don't imagine this is on a Mac. I imagine like yellow files, C:/documents,
yeah,
text edit, Minesweeper, and the like.
Well, I was going to say, if he has an admin account, that doesn't even require hacking. That's just like you switch into the other account.
So, yeah, when you say hacked into an account, you're really patting yourself on the back.
Well, did he say it was a new admin account?
He didn't specify the newness of the admin account.
I thought he had been granted this by another administrator on this computer.
The dad who does tech support. How could I use this information to destroy her?
There's a problem with Lance's plan.
Uh-oh.
That's not damaging information. Every stepmother hates their stepkids, or stepfather.
That's what they're known for.
Yeah, look at Cinderella.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's like,
and no one else.
Stepmother wasn't out there like, no, I like Cinderella. She's like, no, I locked her back there.
And I have proof.
Yeah, and Cinderella didn't end with her like, I found the document saying you hate me.
How did Cinderella end?
It was she hacked into an iPad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Sleeping kind of ahead Beauty's of its a fucked time. Up one, right?
Sleeping Beauty?
The prince has to kiss her while she's asleep.
That doesn't sound very woke at all. Oh, that wouldn't fly today, would it, Walt?
So, guys. Isn't that what happens in Snow White, too?
Oh, wait. Which one is?
There's Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty?
They all get kissed while asleep.
Oh, yeah. They all, right. They all, like, Snow White eats the poison apple and she dies, and then the prince date rapes her and she wakes up.
Did you call him a prince? do you have something against Snow White's
So I
boyfriend?
Kissed you while you were sleeping, and now I'd like your hand in marriage.
That's how it works, right? I can't imagine in my mind the difference between Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. Aren't they all? Is it the same cartoon?
Snow White is the dwarves. We're so far from helping this kid.
But they all have brown hair, short brown hair, long brown hair.
No, she has black hair.
Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty both have long blonde
hair.
Snow White
Sleeping Beauty is blonde?
Yeah. Snow White has the
She's
the
beautiful.
Yeah. She is the hot one, right?
Christ, man.
What?
I don't know the difference between Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. Oh, Cinderella was the glass slipper.
Yeah, at the ball.
Yep. Prince fights the dragon. Yeah. Which is actually
there's a dragon
her mom. Yeah.
There's a dragon?
Wait, and the dragon's her mom?
Her stepmom. I think
which brings us back to this dragon.
This in Cinderella it's a witch, right?
No. Marika's just Marika.
No, that's Snow White. Snow White.
Cannot believe these four idiots.
Are you shaking your head because you know the answer and I don't, or are you shaking your head because I'm wasting my time talking about this?
Both.
Is there a little bit of both?
That's do you know the difference between those three? Sort of.
I know that Cinderella isn't the dragon.
Is not the dragon.
Right.
Not the dragon.
That's Maleficent, who I think.
What? Maleficent?
Right?
That's a recent movie.
That's a new. All right.
This could be an episode of your show.
I don't think any of these things had dragons in them.
This is
there was a dragon. Something, whatever. I'll look it up during the break. You better believe.
This is all like Disney princesses before Hitler. That would be the name of your show, the episode.
Right.
Yeah, back when they didn't give a shit.
So how do you destroy your mom with documents?
I guess you print the documents.
Yeah, print them and show them to the dad.
Yeah, you put them in a manila, right? In a manila folder. Yeah, slam it on the table during dinner. You'd be like,
I have the files.
I have them right here, the docs. You slam them on the folder, on the table. The folder hits the table. The docs spill out, obviously.
They're all blank.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there was no ink in the printer, but I saw the docs.
I can't afford toner with stepmother's attitude. You know I can't afford toner.
See, I'm kind of with you, though. You said parking garage. That's you got.
When did he say that?
Oh, did he say parking garage?
He whispered
it. I set
it
off mic to talk.
Oh, we have a psychic link.
Yeah, you can say it into the camera, into the microphone. It's okay.
Oh, there are cameras.
Yeah, you there and there.
They're all underneath the table,
right up our nostrils. I like the parking garage, cigarette parking garage,
deep throat style.
Or the other cool move is with the is like the FBI, the cop car thing. You know, you like driver side to driver side.
Yeah.
The cars facing each other. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I always like when I see cop cars doing that.
Yeah. It's fun.
God, they're exchanging information.
That's sort of how you would have to do it with your brother. and then like you make the plan to
yeah, you can't do it in the house because the stepmom's there.
Yeah.
He should lock her out of the account first off, use these admin hacking skills he has, because first thing she's going to do is try and wipe those files clean. You got to preserve all this evidence.
If I know my evil stepmoms, I know she'll try to delete the files.
That sounds so sad. She's like, she's just venting into a Word document, and he's going to use that again. Just leave her alone. Christ.
I can't bring myself to blog it.
She has it bad enough. Two shitty stepkids.
I'm on team stepmom. Is that crazy?
I am.
All right, let's see if we can help this next person. This one's also about a regular mom, but it's from a lady in Australia.
Tim,
take it away.
It's got to be Australian.
Branglin.
That's good.
That was Australian.
I'm a 22-year-old lady from Australia, and something horrific has happened to me. I overheard my mum masturbating. That's right. Sorry, I added that's right. Just for effect. That's right, masturbating. Last night, I was in my bedroom at about 10 p.m., door closed but light still on, and I got up to go urinate. As I left my bedroom and entered the hallway, I heard moaning and a knocking of the headboard. I panicked and returned to my bedroom without peeing. I know it was my mum masturbating, as she is single and is the only other person I live with. She didn't even close her bedroom door before going at it and obviously made no effort to be quiet. One look into the hallway and she would have been able to see that I was still awake by the light coming from underneath my bedroom door. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? I'll never be able to look at my mum the same way again. And worst part is, I didn't even end up getting to pee as I was so traumatized by what I had heard. I retreated to my bedroom immediately. Please help. Love, Branglin.
Branglin.
You hear about I walked in on my parents having sex, but you never hear about I walked in on my father or mother masturbating.
Which do you think is worse?
That's a great question.
Masturbating.
Okay. Yeah,
it's way...
Really?
You know, like somewhere in your brain that your parents at least had sex a couple times, you know, because you're there.
You rarely think of your dad jacking off. And it's until now. Tim, are you thinking of it? Christ. Close your eyes and imagine your old man sitting Indian style.
I am the guest.
Just cranking. Just.
Oh, he's working up a sweat.
I mean,
because it's been a while.
It's also masturbating is a sort of like. It's a really sad little base need that is depressing that like we have to indulge in it.
Yeah, it's primal.
Yeah, it's so...
like just touching your happy stick until you explode with joy.
Right. I can make myself feel joy.
That's the sound of mastery.
And you're the most unguarded. You're not trying to impress anyone else. Like,
right. It's so private. It's so personal.
Is there a cool way? What's the coolest way to masturbate? Like, if you got caught, you're like, yeah, but at least I was doing it in a cool way.
Standing up in the shower, water on the chest, eyes up at the ceiling, I think is the only cool way to jerk off.
Singing a really cool song well.
You probably don't want to be, like, jerking off while singing. It's like,
yeah, I don't know.
My
so
country tis of the sweet land of Lebanon.
That's how
I never get to the second fucking stanza.
That's how Mike Flynn does it. Fucking pledges allegiance to his cock. I'm serious, dude.
Standing back to back with his son, jerking off in the same prison shower.
Hoorah! Where were we?
I think it'd be pretty impressive to, like, the coolest jacking off is if you can manage it while, like, riding a BMX bike.
Oh, that's
like,
cool. On a motorcycle.
Really, like...
That's a trick.
Yeah, like, tooling along.
We have a friend that claims somebody did that.
Jerked off while motorcycle riding?
No, just riding, like, a bike, right? Like a mountain bike. I think it was a mountain bike.
Riding a bike?
Yeah, just that's riding so dangerous. A bike. Well, apparently the guy was horny all the time. He couldn't help it.
And he's like, this trail's not that bumpy.
He was going down a hill, so he could do it hands-free and not have to,
He was on a Bluetooth, too, right?
This is pre-Bluetooth.
This is pre-Bluetooth.
Yeah.
This was also a fella that claimed he jerked off during while he was taking the SAT.
Like,
Well,
what? After he finished
it. I believe that.
During
right?
the like, SAT.
You don't lie about it.
Yes, like, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do as a teenager. Are you, that's a
are you under the assumption you're sworn in before you take that SAT?
I just don't think you lie about masturbating. Like, it's not bragging.
People,
it's
yes,
not
it like, to do it during the SAT is bragging.
No, it's
fake.
Not.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Horror, that's so sad.
I think it's fake. I'm calling this guy's bluff.
Like he did it while sitting at the desk, or he went to the bathroom.
No, it, like undetected at the desk while
get?
Filling out the
what
scantron.
Did he get? 680 math, 720
1580,
verbal.
Yeah,
we had a kid in my middle school that got kicked out of class for masturbating during class.
During class.
So yeah, like people doing it during the SATs.
I think that's higher stakes. Is during
it is
the
a
SATs.
High stress situation.
Because yeah, you guys all have to take your SATs.
But think about if you spread the rumor around that you jerked off during the SATs, and then like later on you happen to get a perfect score, and
that's,
they had
wow.
like an assembly yeah. for you, and everybody knew
yeah.
except the teachers. That would be something.
Teachers
that'd be another reason to jerk off.
Yeah, and then you jerk off during the assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't high five each other.
That was a special moment. We're both jerking
I just
off
wanted to make sure he wasn't jerking off.
That's what a high 10 is about.
God, jerking off while. What about masturbating on a unicycle? You think that's a Google search that would yield the result?
I think that's a bridge too far.
I would ask Marika to do
yeah,
it,
you're staring at her.
Illegal.
Marika's hands are nowhere near the keyboard. She's not making a move to bring them there.
Masturbating.
No, it's google.com.
I actually see. Yes, she's called 9-1. Oh, okay. Over the other one.
It was already open on a Google image tab. How the fuck? How did we get there?
How does this, what's the name?
Branglin.
How does she know her mom wasn't having sex with a ghost?
Yeah, I don't think people,
I guess I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Fucking, you don't bang your head against the bedboard when you're masturbating. I think she was getting fucked by a ghost or a person.
Yeah. Or,
I think the mom was having sex. Thoughts?
She was not having sex.
Wow.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful counterpoint.
And he was masturbating during the SAT. He was using fake arms.
There's no reason why she shouldn't have gone to the bathroom, though.
Yeah, that really like rubs me the wrong way. The fact that she like went back to bed. Yes,
oh,
definitely.
Amazing.
I intended the pun.
And it was good. And we had it.
I can't imagine going back to bed and not peeing.
Oh yeah.
I sometimes get up and I have to pee just a little bit, like a sprinkle.
Of course.
Because it's on my mind.
Yeah. You might have to do that right now.
See, that's the problem. In the future, she's going to always think twice before she gets up to pee during the night.
Yeah.
She's going to wind up with a bladder infection.
I think all you can do is nothing. And and like if it happens again, you just go to the bathroom really noisily.
Yeah, just have mom, something to break in yeah. your room, right?
Bump around.
She's right across the hall, it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, you could start masturbating louder.
You know, like the common thing of like in Australia, they do that to you. It's like the opposite, which is kind of makes sense here. It's like in Australia, you catch your mom masturbating because everything is so fucking topsy turvy down there.
Yeah.
Different
have
hemisphere.
You have not been caught masturbating, right?
Not that I know. Like if it happened, it wasn't like a thing.
Right.
But no, I don't think
you
so.
You guys ever been caught masturbating?
No, but if I had a child and.
You better believe I'm catching.
I walk in.
Going undercover.
Under the covers.
A child, or my, not a child, like my spawn doing yeah. that, I wouldn't be like, well, like, I'd just like be like, oh, I hope he didn't see me, right?
Yeah, right.
So, like, maybe I did get caught by somebody who was just like, I don't want to have a conversation about
oh.
this.
Yeah. Do you have a conversation if you walk in on your mom? Probably not, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if she's asking, like, should I confront her about
yeah.
this? Hey, mom, no more piddling your putt in the house here.
Quit diddling your pee, mother.
Oh, the exact question is, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Yeah. Probably not.
Well, first
right?
things first, go pee.
Yeah.
yeah. If you're waiting
pee.
For us, she's waiting for a response. She yeah. has to wait a
it's
week until
too
this
late.
Episode
yeah.
comes out for her to
You can
piss.
Die from holding in your pee.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You could drown yourself in your own urine.
I don't think that's what happens.
But still.
Well, you could do that in addition.
Yeah.
If you
so
peed into a really
into
big
a
bucket
tub,
for
yeah.
a long time.
And then
yeah.
you sort of bob for apples in it and faint.
Yeah.
And then you die. You drown in your own piss.
Okay.
So that's another thing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one is to just
unlikely,
not talk to your
but
mom.
Possible.
That's the name of our other podcast we're starting. Unlikely, but possible.
So it's drowning yourself in pee and masturbating on a unicycle.
I'm gonna look that up. All right, let's take a break. I'll look up masturbating on unicycle. We'll be back more questions and answers with Tim and Tom. Tom and Tim, what do you guys prefer?
Tim and Tom.
Tim and Tom.
I'm going to look up that up.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Favorite episodes of your show? Because you have, I think you have more episodes than we do, right?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And they're all good. They're all very great.
They're all equally good.
They're
so
all,
you can't even
one gets better than the one before.
Oh, so they should listen to the most recent episodes.
Yeah, but the first one is off the charts fantastic. So
wow. So the first
one was never even a lull. It's just started off at 100 and you just
gone
out.
That's why we couldn't stop, because it just kept getting better and better.
Amazing.
If you ever fall off even a little bit, will you just stop right then?
Yeah. But, no sign of it happening yet.
Okay, Tim, favorite episode of Complete Guide to Everything?
Soup.
Yeah, the soup one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I love soup. What are like three things that I can know about soup that I wouldn't necessarily know without listening?
Some of
to
it's
podcast?
Hot.
Oh, but not all.
But not all. There are cold soups.
Some is hot, but all of it is wet.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah,
there's
true.
No dry soup.
So soup has to be wet.
Tim, I don't think he even brought that up on the show. You were holding out on that.
Bonus content. That was for a bigger stage.
Technically, that fact was behind a Patreon paywall that we just gave out for free. All soup is wet. Can I have $5 now? Anything else come to mind?
It's a cool tattoo, actually.
All soup is wet.
If not a tattoo. Oh, I had.
What's the driest soup?
Sorry to derail this, but I had an idea for a segment on our podcast where we pitch Tinder bios.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway,
we are talking about segment ideas just to break up the show a little. So free Tinder bios is pretty good. Driest soup has got to be what? Chili,
cereal.
Chowder, cereal. Oh, yeah.
And that's a Tinder bio.
Nothing like a dry oatmeal.
Hi, I'm Amir Blumenfeld. I'm 49, divorced with 8 kids.
I am a thin man. Any other episodes? Soup is a good one.
I would say just, yeah, we've done one on pretty much everything.
So just search your favorite noun.
Just search your favorite thing. Yeah. You can look at that long list and be like, hey, here's something I like. Let me hear two uninformed people talk about it. I'll get mad.
And every episode is a deep dive into these subjects.
More or less.
And how do you choose the subjects?
Like if Tim goes to Hamilton, then we do one about Broadway.
Got it.
Sometimes we go like this. We open a newspaper. And we go, what's in the news?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. On the show itself.
No. In the prep.
Got it.
Yeah, no.
How much prep goes into it?
Lots.
Really?
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We buy the newspaper in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It takes us about 40 hours each to read it.
Amazing.
Yeah. For the next week.
So you guys are just bad readers is what I mean.
Yeah.
They said they couldn't read.
Yeah. Let alone bad.
Yeah, no, this is, bad we have to find somebody to read it to us.
Yeah, I bet that's the hardest part.
Well, people are glad to read like an article. But when you're like, no, my paper. Job, I have to know everything in
the
news.
They finish one article and you're like, and the next one? They're like, I and then what have after? To go.
Keep going until one's about soup is all.
Right.
Well, there are probably over 400 episodes, right?
Are there?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Jeez, going since
Say
when?
Yes.
Going since?
2008, 2009? Wow. 2009.
2009.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the longest running, not that you've been on HeadGum the longest, but the longest running HeadGum podcast.
No, we've been on HeadGum since 2009.
Amazing. Whoa. Predating the network.
Yeah, we were just waiting.
Before we even had a podcast.
Maybe We Hate Movies was before that?
No, they're not.
They're not?
Yeah, we had a... no.
That was fast.
Oh, you're...
Okay.
You have a vein in your forehead.
No, they're not. It's us.
They'll tell you they are. The website will corroborate it.
They're liars.
No. Because we had an old-timers chat of like, these podcasts. But they started, I don't know, like a month after us or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That close.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember, what are some of the other longest running podcasts?
Marin's?
WTF yeah, is probably he's been around for a long time. What are other old running podcasts?
I heard that the longest podcast is Love.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Courtney Love's advice column. Yeah. It's been on number one on the charts since 2004.
Rika, can we just unplug his? There we go.
Help! Let go of me! That's a nice photo. That's a nice painting. The studio here, you guys haven't been to our studio in LA, or have you?
No.
Never.
Yeah. Never been to LA, remember?
Yeah. A lot hipper. There's a lot cooler artwork on the wall.
Yeah. Nick.
A lot of this is Nick Rad's.
That's right. That makes sense.
No, it's not.
It is.
None of this is Nick Rad's.
But that's a Nick Rad original. And so is this one, isn't it? And so is the dartboard, right?
Boy, some interesting audio content right now.
And so is that. And this one's interesting, too. That one's real colorful. Y'all have to see this one and that one.
And this one's 50 feet high and 100 feet long.
Well, don't describe it. That paints a picture, which is really what Nick Rad did there and there. He also did it that.
This is unfair because I was sticking up for you.
This is not how karma works, actually. All right, let's try to answer that other question. Can you hand me my phone back? I just realized I asked you to charge it, and now I need it right back. Also not fair. I am just taking stuff from people, whether it's their joy or...
I'm very impressed by how much heavy lifting your phone does during the show.
Oh, like how I'm reading from it?
You're reading from it. You're playing music from it. Then you were talking about tweets.
Yeah, then you were texting somebody earlier.
Yeah, and then
while
I was
we were all talking.
Reading, and I was
now you're
on
doing
the
fantasy
phone.
Sports.
Hello? I just bought an Ethereum while we were on break.
An entire Ethereum.
A single Ethereum coin.
How much is that worth now?
$465.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the economy is doing great.
Yeah. At the very least, the fake economy.
Yeah.
And also the stock market's up.
Just read the question, man.
Okay. Just that it's not all bad, is all. what was it called? Prank Call Gone Wrong?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. We need a guy's name. Maybe you guys can tag team this one.
Oh, first and last?
Yeah. Or why don't you give me one syllable, Tom, and then you can take her home, Tim.
Her.
That's orf. Great.
Soup.
Her orf.
Her orf. Her orf. That's good. No one person.
So it does
come
not
up
roll
that.
Off the tongue.
It's like Icelandic or something.
Yeah.
Her orf.
Her orf. Pranks and writes, Hey guys, love the show. So the other day I was extremely bored at band competition and decided to prank call some friends of mine. Prank call some people with my friends. I didn't want to prank call real people that I know because I thought that would be really immature and stupid. So instead I looked up random restaurants in remote parts of the country and called them. Ooh, my father's calling me. And called them. This was going fine for the first few calls, and we were all having a great time until I did something kind of bad. I called a small random restaurant in Louisiana that I had found online and told them that I wanted to speak to the manager about a problem that I was having with shipping them their supplies. They said that the manager wasn't there, but that they would call me back. So we hung up, and I thought that was the end of it. It was absolutely not the end of it. The manager called me back about an hour later, and I just went with it. I told her that I would be 2 weeks late in delivering her various supplies, and she got extremely stressed about not getting everything on time and started saying how she would have to go to a local farmer's market if the food she needed wasn't going to arrive. At this point, I'm in too deep to quit, so I just keep going deeper, making up bullshit on the spot, saying that my company would give her $1,000 as an apology, along with a bunch of other crap. Then she started asking me to get my name, and I just said I had to go very quickly and hung up. I hoped that that would be it, but now she keeps friggin' calling me. I pick up once, but only dug myself in deeper before hanging up very quickly. Obviously not that quickly to hang up. Now she won't stop calling me, and she has called me at least 2 times every day for the last week. What on earth should I do to get out of this sticky, sticky situation? God, how does he possibly get out of this one? Writes her orf. A prank call gone right, if you ask me.
Yeah. He works in shipping and receiving now.
I'm in so deep, I keep lying to this bitch. All right.
That's the most effective prank call in the history of prank calls.
Yeah, especially because he keeps it going. It's always sad to keep it going when there are no friends around. It's just like, right.
Who are you even doing it for then?
Yeah. God, it's so mean. So sadistic. Yeah.
But it's all, like, it's backfiring on him in a, like, he should stop lying, but it's also like, it's causing him stress.
Yeah. At this point, he should just pick up and be like, I'm sorry, I've been lying to you.
Yeah, I don't understand the I'm in too deep.
I'm in too deep, so I got to promise her another $1,000.
I sent her a freaking stove. I really sent her a fucking fridge. Do you guys have any good prank call stories? Did you used to do that? Where did you guys grow up?
We both grew up on Long Island. Our group of friends in high school used to prank call Value Vision all the time.
Value Vision?
Which is like the second tier QVC.
Oh, I used to call QVC.
Because you could just call them up and you'd be like, oh, the product you have on air right now, I have it. I'd love to go on air and talk about it for a little while.
We would get on on Value Vision multiple times a night.
Well, because we all...
Because who else calls?
The only people watching are you guys, prank calling.
And all of our voices sounded like women in their 50s, so it was completely believable.
Because that's what you sounded like as a 14-year-old.
Yeah, it was like, I'd like to talk about...
a toaster oven.
The bangles you're selling.
And then you get on the air and you just... go with it. You're like, it's great. I love it. Bye. Or you're like, oh, I put my ass in it and it electrocuted my butt.
No, a lot of times we didn't even do that. We would just kind of be like, we would just make things up that we thought were hilarious. Like, the bracelet's really beautiful.
You help them sell bracelets.
You did the opposite of what this person.
A lot of times they were like, the phones are ringing off the hooks now.
You did a help call.
Yeah. And maybe that's why they kept answering the phone for us.
God, we got them so good. We helped them move 30 toasters.
But it never occurred to me to call a place far away. That's great.
Yeah, because then they can't get to you.
Yeah.
Well, this was before probably cell phones, before caller ID. That was the prank call heyday. You guys remember the Jerky Boys?
Yeah, there was a whole CD
prank calls about
it. It's weird because like the stakes feel really high, but it's all just happening on the phone.
Yeah.
The worst thing that can happen is that somebody like yells at you and you hang up.
I think it was before the internet. Like that's how YouTube commenters like got to troll. You like call someone anonymously.
Yeah.
It was like, what are they going to do? Trace back my call to my parents' house? I don't give a shit.
Well, that's what's amazing about this. To get somebody you played a prank on to keep calling you back and not like, hey, I'm mad that you played a prank on me, but like, where's the delivery?
Yeah.
Where's the thousand? No businesses will give you $1,000. I felt bad for this business at first, but now I'm like, you know what? This business, its days are short if they're believing this kind of prank call.
Good news, guys. We're getting $1,000. The business that called me said it would
we can buy that dishwasher after all, guys.
They've already distributed holiday bonuses based on this $1,000
giveaway.
I love $1,000. That's just a nice... That's because that's the most amount of money as a kid. We'll give you $1,000.
Yeah. I mean, also, it didn't sound like they had much information... This restaurant has one supplier that supplies everything.
Right. Why did this lady not just call the supplier when she got like, that was weird. I'm going to call the supplier, not just like this number back.
The place where I get the food, all the utensils.
It's
the
probably
napkins.
From this number.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the Texas area code, but hey.
I like that this dude, he's so young that he has like just the bare, like it's not quite enough information to lie. Like I have to talk to my supervisor. Like, I guess there would be one, but there's like, all he has is a supervisor and $1,000 rebate. And
I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I used to prank call people in LA just like by dialing 7 random numbers being like, hey, I'm a radio disc jockey and we're doing a promotion with Baskin Robbins. If you can name 31 flavors in 31 seconds, we'll give you $31,000 starting now. And it's like, oh, I have a fucking vanilla chocolate. It's like impossible to try to like rattle off 31 in a row. You'd have to be flavors. Like autistic, I would think. Vanilla, strawberry, blueberry, rainbow road, rowan sherbet.
Rainbow Road.
Yeah. Fuck! And chocolate chip.
Sorry, you got 29.
No!
And would you tell them, like, ooh, sorry.
We'll send you $28,000.
Did anyone ever try?
I think they would struggle, like, like, because it's such an overwhelming thing. You just picked up the phone. You're not part of the contest at all.
Yeah. I would call and ask for like Marty all the time. This is before I even knew Marty. Anyway, I asked for Marty and this person, and then like he wasn't there. And then I would call later and say, "Hey, I'm Marty. Do you have any messages for me?"
Oh, that's good.
And but like I was calling this one lady. I called her 3 or 4 times and I asked for Marty. And then she was like, "You should know these phone calls are being recorded." It's
like, my name is Jay Kurtz. I live on 5164 Maple Avenue.
I ruined my week.
I want to turn myself in. I'm in trouble.
Dad!
I'm on fucking
Dad, I'm
tape.
Under fucking arrest.
I did a bad thing, Dad.
I really think I got a complete.
Just imagining those tapes being played back in a court.
Hi, is Marty there?
She's got me.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Is it illegal to prank call? Is it illegal?
At some point, it goes over the line to harassment.
Oh, that's when it becomes a crank call.
Right. Yeah,
it's that, pranks. That's when everything's fine and dandy. Prank calls.
Crank call in the third degree.
Yeah, I guess when you cause someone to lose business.
Yeah, or like you're just menacing them.
But here's the thing with this Herorf. What is it?
Oh, yeah, Herorf.
Time is just going to sell. Like this restaurant's going to get their delivery as scheduled, right?
I wonder
if that like he called
my $1,000.
Like, also canceled the delivery. Now, that would be a good.
That's cool.
Oh, if then he found the supplier?
Yeah.
And said, I don't need any supplies this week.
Just fucking really dug deep. Then he sent her $2,000.
Yeah. Then he sends her the
money.
That'll
really get her.
Yeah.
If I was her and found out it was a prank call, I'd be like, thank you so much. I got the money, the $1,000. I feel bad. Give me your address and I'll send you 500 of it. Then she gives you the address. Ooh. And you show up to his door with a gun.
Jesus.
And you point it at him, but you don't do anything. You say, I just
never
to
again.
Scare you. Because one of these days, you're going to do this to someone who will have the guts to. Oh, shit! Jesus. I'm so sorry! I didn't know how to use it! Oh, no! Oh, fuck!
That's so fucking dark.
Well, you missed.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Shot off the house number.
Yeah, which is fine. You just hit the mezuzah a little.
I mean, who would ever know? Because presumably this person would have to travel hundreds of miles, maybe even thousands.
And I assume this shit's legal in Louisiana. You can like do whatever the fuck.
Oh, is
you
that
want
where to. This is?
Yeah, this is lawless country.
Oh, yeah, there. You can do that. You can knock on somebody's door, shoot them.
As long as they.
If they promise you $1,000, actually, I guarantee if they promise you $1,000, you and they didn't give it to you, you can't shoot them.
People definitely die for less than that.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, at least. Mm-hmm. Nothing up here in New York. God. No. What a civilized society we live in here.
Tim saw Hamilton.
For Christ's sake. Up here, we're rapping about American history.
Yeah.
You think this girl has even heard of Hamilton?
Not part of this conversation.
And neither am I. I'm Amir. And Jake was talking about it. This is the part that's playing in court. All right. Do we have specific advice for him other than fess up, come clean, apologize wholeheartedly?
I mean, you could block the number.
Yeah, that's the other.
Yeah. I think I would probably
stop picking up.
The right thing to do is to pick up and be like, hey, I was prank calling you. I'm sorry. Then block the number.
Yeah.
You'll never have to deal with it again. But also you could just block the number and they'll get their delivery. And that's
and they'll maybe figure it out. I mean, those are the best prank calls that just have kind of like no end game.
You know, it'd be cool. I think you should start like a little bank account and just put $1 a week in there. Uh-huh. And then after many years, he'll have $1,000 and he'll go find this lady and be like, when I was a kid, I promised you $1,000.
She killed herself. What
really?
Are you looking for? Yeah, the business went under. What'd you say about $1,000?
I'd love to pay for her tombstone.
It's $4,000.
Really? I'll be back in 40 years. I'm bad at saving money.
I should really save more than $1 a day by investing in Ethereum. Now, you guys got to do this episode about cryptocurrency. Otherwise, we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I mean, hopefully we haven't missed our chance.
No. I think at this point, it's all the way. Much like Hamilton, it's only getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine a Bitcoin musical? Why, I think it's a little something like, oh, we are out of time. I'm totally sorry. We'll do that next week. I totally forgot to mention the guy who wrote the opening theme song. So let's talk about him a little bit because maybe we'll play it again at the end just to apologize. Tim and Tom, any parting words, anything to promote beyond just the Complete Guide to Everything show, which is available on headgum.com and wherever podcasts are streamed. Do you have anything else going on that you could talk about or it doesn't matter?
Really leading question. Or nothing matters.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
Or we're all going to die, right?
Are we all going to be dead in 80 years? Or you want people to listen to your fucking podcast?
All right. First theme song was from...
anything? Yeah, Tim, Tom, nothing?
No.
Yeah.
Go to headgum.com and you can find our show.
Tom, you wanted
it's also there.
You wanted to mention that people should vote for Roy Moore, right? You were saying earlier.
Whoa! Tim. Not even a non-endorse. Not even a, I'm going to let the people of Alabama decide, just full-throated.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, look, do you want a liberal who's going to raise your taxes or a nice guy who, you know, enjoys walks at the mall?
Well, he can't go to the mall.
What?
I based
Wait,
every
is there
vote.
Something I'm not aware of about Roy Moore?
Nah,
but
God.
you knew that he liked the mall.
Yeah, I know he likes the mall, of course.
Everyone knows that about
Everybody
Roy.
Knows he likes the mall. He goes there all the time.
The person you've been hiring to read the newspaper to you has been lying.
What?
To you. Yeah, you really got to learn how to
Roy
read,
Moore
man.
Works at Aeropostale.
He's at Hollister spraying people with fucking cologne.
Standing shirtless outside an Abercrombie.
You guys ever do an episode on cologne?
No.
It's another good one. Yeah. Just free little tidbits here.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually,
I should be writing all these down. All right.
Give me your Coinbase login. I would love that 0.04 coin that you guys got. All right. The theme song, the opening and closing one, is a Bruno Mars parody written by Nolan Muchow. And his Instagram is at Nolan Muchow. So if you like this song so much, you want to see what pictures Nolan Muchow has taken. Go to Instagram and follow Nolan. But thanks for writing that song. We'll play it one more time. What did we forget to mention? The
HeadGum Live Show.
That's right. In Los Angeles on December
16th.
16th at the UCB Theater in Sunset. Tickets still available.
Yeah, we sold the last two out, so buy your tickets now.
Are we going to be there?
Yeah.
Marika will be there.
Podcast. I thought maybe we'd be invited to the show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to.
Let's talk offline. We'll definitely.
I mean, I live right around the corner.
Yeah, that
from
seems
UCB
positive.
And Sunset.
Yeah, from UCB Sunset.
You should really start recording out of our LA studio. What a waste of travel.
Well,
time.
I didn't know there was one.
And the artwork here is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Look at that one.
And this one and that.
I think they put up some new ones while we were recording.
Yeah. Four other paintings have burgeoned to life right before our very eyes while we were talking. All right. Thanks again for stopping by, Tim and Tom.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for writing the emails in. And if you have your own questions or theme songs, the email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Ooh. Let's listen to Nolan's Bruno Mars parody one more time, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
You do you. You do you. All your conundrums. Sticky situations. Got an ask them. Get judged by the nation. If you deserve it, baby, you'll be put on blast. Right into If I Were You. Don't know which smoke show to choose. Which Tinder pick should I use? Lucky for you, they give advice. They give advice. If I were you for some advice, they give advice. Take pen and me and know what's right. Tell got them on TV, green light. Lucky for you, they give advice.
On the podcast,
they give
baby.
Advice. If I were you for some advice, they give advice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.